And welcome back to Thursday's Topical Currents, Bonnie Berman and Joseph Cooper.
Yeah, maybe we weren't designed to walk on concrete all the time. I wonder if other primates have knee problems.
Well, they have four legs.
Right. All their pressure is on the tube.
Right.
We bipeds. Anyway.
Anyway, away from knees, it's Food and Dining Thursday. Linda Gassenheimer's with us. It's also St. Patrick's Day, of course, when we often feature Irish cuisine and spirits on the program.
Especially spirits.
Yes. But today, Linda's focus is on a highly local community food asset that we're all eager to hear about. It's just up the road from our studios. Welcome, Linda.
Well, great to be with you, Bonnie and Joe. It's called the Windward Yard. It's a culinary incubator. It's a launch pad. It's an event space. You know, I was really curious to see what it was all about, so I asked our guest to fill us in, and she's Della Hyman. She's the founder and the CEO of, she tells me it's the Windward Yard, and she's the inspiration behind this new food and culture spot. So let's welcome Della Hyman.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's wonderful to be here.
Great to have you, because she's brought lots of food for us. And of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Have you been to Windward Yard? Do you have any questions, or maybe you have some comments about it, or maybe a suggestion for Della? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email is radio@WLRN.org.
And our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker, he's not with us today.
That's why we don't have spirits.
Well, we will. We will. Just a minute. He's about to become a grandfather any minute, and we're all waiting for the good news from him. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yes, but he did send me his St. Patty's Day drink suggestions, and we'll hear about them later. Okay.
Okay.
Della Hyman, you have an MBA from Harvard. Very impressive. So what brought you to Miami and into the food world?
So I'm very passionate about food accessibility, and for a long time I had been working to create a model where you could apply the economics of traditional fast food to healthy food and to help make healthy food more affordable and accessible to a greater percentage of the population. And most importantly, just to make people, to help people understand that healthy food can be really delicious. So
you came down to Miami.
Yeah, so I was looking.
From Boston.
Yeah.
I can understand why, don't you think?
I think weather. There are a lot of reasons to move to Miami. I was looking for test markets for the concept, and I just fell in love with this city. I fell in love with the energy here, the people. The entrepreneurial ecosystem is very compelling. It's a great time to be here.
So now you've got Windward Yard. First, tell us, where is it?
So Windward Yard is on 29th Street between First Avenue and Miami. It's right across the street from the Rubel Family Collection and next door to O Cinema.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what happens there? I mean, I was really curious. I had to go there to see what it was all about.
I want to know what a culinary incubator is.
So culinary incubators exist in different forms and fashions around the world. But when I moved here, one of the things that I noticed was that the barriers to entry for new food concepts are very high. It is very expensive to start a brick and mortar concept in Miami right now. And so I got very interested in this idea of creating a more iterative way to launch a business with lower capital barriers. And so the culinary incubation space that we created at the Windward Yard is focused on food trucks mostly, all pop-up temporary portable structures. So the idea is that concepts come in on a rotating basis. And
so how many food trucks do you have there at one time?
So we have four at one time. And then sometimes we test out other concepts in a more pop-up format. So we're doing a really wonderful entrepreneur is coming down this next weekend from New York to do an ice cream sandwich pop-up. So that's a little more
So when you
temporary.
Say pop-up, what happens? Do they bring a truck?
So the food trucks that we have, yeah, they're all in food truck format. And basically an entrepreneur will come to launch an idea. Some of the entrepreneurs we work with are building out a food truck from scratch, and some of them are already working in Miami, but they want a more permanent place to launch the venture and test out ideas. So they'll bring in a food truck, and right now we have four concepts. One of them is my test kitchen, which you've already mentioned, and I think we'll talk about a little bit more. The second one is Mayumi, which is the only omakase sushi truck in the country.
Okay, so, you're going to have to explain omakase to us.
So it's Chef's Choice. 6 to 8 courses, and they only have 6 seats. So you have to make a reservation, and they're pretty much sold out every night.
A food truck with reservation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And omakase means...
Chef's choice.
Yeah. Okay.
And
all
so
right.
they...
So you just go there and whatever he's serving, that's what you get.
Exactly. So you make a reservation and then the chef will come and he'll course out the meal for you. And it was inspired by... the chef that created it is in New York, and the co-founder, Jake Smith, moved the truck to Miami. And the chef here, Rio, is phenomenal. It's some of the best food that you can get.
Now, are these food trucks subject to the same regulations as brick and mortar restaurants?
No, so they get licensing from DBPR as a food truck. So it's a mobile food
DBPR.
Serving. Department of it's professional regulation food and beverage businesses, and so it's basically. From their perspective, it's a mobile food serving unit. And in Miami, it's pretty complicated, actually, because you can't operate a food truck on public property in this city. And so food trucks can only operate on private property. And so the city actually helped us develop a mechanism for being able to operate here like a restaurant, but we're food trucks. So they're mobile in nature, but we're hooked into electricity and plumbing. And I put in all the infrastructure to do that. And then the city was incredibly helpful in helping us figure out how to do this on an ongoing basis.
So now you had...
Yeah.
So that's 2 food trucks. So what are the other 2 that are there?
So we've had several... several tenants that came in, resident entrepreneurs that came in, did a 3-month cohort, and they left. And so the 2 new ones that are coming in now, one of them is a new concept by Richard Hales of Sakaya Kitchen and Black Brick. It's can't announce what it is yet, but that will be coming soon.
So it's a secret coming soon.
It's a secret coming soon, and it's
very exciting.
It's going
to be Asian flavors.
Asian flavors may or may not be part of it. I will let Richard tell you when the time comes, but it's going to be phenomenal, just like everything that he does.
All right. We'll find out. Huh?
Uh-huh. It's going to be very exciting. And then the last one, something that I'm really excited about, it's a new wood-fired pizza concept. And Franco and Ashley Stancione, who created Stancione 87, which is a Neapolitan wood-fired pizza concept in Brickell, are launching a new concept. It's very...
So when you say new wood-fired pizza, we've had wood-fired pizza. What's new about it?
So it's very young, hip, creative. They're adding in a lot of ingredients that you wouldn't necessarily see with pizza, and they're just letting their creativity...
Such as?
They haven't announced the menu yet, so I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say
on
the radio.
it's another secret.
I saw Brussels sprouts, which are going to be involved, which is great.
Okay, so St. Paddy's Day, it's green. That's all right.
Yeah, but they're just a very high energy, creative group of entrepreneurs, and they have a lot of great ideas. And so we're just so excited to see what they're going to do there. But they're actually building out an Airstream, and so the concept is going to be a wood fired.
They're building out
an airstream. Yeah,
that's what, to start the fire.
So an Airstream unit, like those old,
the big camper,
retro,
mobile home thing.
Exactly, it's going to be super cool. So they're building it in an Airstream that's going to house the mini restaurant.
How hot is that oven in that vehicle?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
You know, along with what Joe asked, are food trucks regulated in terms of, are they inspected?
Yes.
Like restaurants are inspected for cleanliness and for, safety violations and all that stuff.
100%. Yeah. We have all kinds of fun with inspectors at the Wynwood Yard all the time. But they're definitely present. And
I want everyone to know she's smiling big time when she said we're having all kinds of fun with inspectors.
Well, that's a good thing. Yes. That's a good thing.
They're actually, they've been very helpful. I'm really grateful to everyone at the city that's been so helpful to us, because it really would have been impossible to do this without them. And they've bought into the project and they're very much a part of everything that we're doing. So let's
talk about this, because we have bowls here. We've got lots of bowls, and bowls, I'm talking B-O-W-L, seem to be such an in thing, and you've brought all this wonderful food. So I saw Joe eating this before. What is it?
I was wondering about B-O-W-L-S.
Is there any other bowl?
Well, cotton bowl. cotton weevil or something. Anyway, Linda, I'm sorry. go ahead.
Apology accepted, okay. Joe Cooper.
Well, then I am too.
Yeah, right. So tell us, what are we eating here? They're fabulous.
Okay, so the concept, which is called Della's Test Kitchen, is a globally inspired build-your-own bowl concept. And so what you're eating today here are four house favorites. So the first one is the Mediterranean bowl. It has brown rice, chickpeas, sweet potatoes, marinated kale, raw roots, which are jicama beets, carrots, our sweet potato hummus, and our citrus tahini.
Now, the sweet potato hummus, it's really delicious. It's very unusual. What is sweet potato hummus?
That's
so typically, so I lived in the Middle East for a long time, and I love hummus and in all shapes and forms. But this one is special because it actually doesn't have any garlic in it, and so we bring in sweet potatoes in addition to the chickpeas, and then we add sesame oil and cumin, lemon, and it's just a very
it's a wonderful, wonderful flavor.
It is.
Really nice.
Thank you so much.
And so the other thing you have on one of these bowls I thought was really fascinating. I thought it was rice, but it's jicama.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So one of my goals for the restaurant is to make everyone love jicama as much as I do. I just think it's a very underappreciated root vegetable, and it's so crunchy and delicious. But yeah, we have the bowl that is by you, Linda, is our curry bowl, which has a delicious, our yellow sauce, which is curry sauce, and then tempeh, which is, I think, one of the most popular ingredients in the restaurant now. It has a ginger tamari marinade, and it's really, really phenomenal.
Before we go to break, it's St. Patty's Day, and there's a great big green drink here. So what is it?
So that's our green juice. So it has spinach, cucumber, apple, mint.
Oh, you shouldn't have told Joe what it was first before he tasted it.
Does it have?
I ruined it.
Does it have bacon in it? He'll like
no,
it.
Okay, no, animal products.
But it is.
Are we toasting?
Did you try it yet, Joe?
It's really lemony. It's up your alley, Joe.
You left the sugar out.
It's delicious.
It's lemonade. It's not
definitely
a smoothie.
Sipping, though.
It's not a smoothie. It's a juice, and we call it our green lemonade. Most people think it's pretty sweet, actually.
I think it's sweet.
It kind of grows on you.
Yeah.
If Joe is taking a second sip, major big time. And on that
note, I'd like the recipe.
I'll give you the recipe.
I'd love that. What a great thing to have in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's great. It's really energizing.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about the Windward Yard with Della Hyman. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Della Hyman. She's the founder and CEO of The Windward Yard, and she's been telling us all about this new food and culture spot. She's also been feeding us with all this delicious food. But talking about feeding us, it's dinner in minutes time, and it's St. Patty's Day, in case you didn't know. And so here's one, a real simple one. It's shepherd's pie. Now, the British claim it for themselves that shepherd pie came from England. But others say it's Irish. So I thought, well, in either case, it's a quick dish, and it's simple and easy. You can make it for St. Patrick's Day. And I make this with lamb cubes. Some people make it with ground lamb, or you could use other meats in it. But I get lamb cubes that are cut from the leg of the lamb, and it's, you know, just saute it, and then it has mashed potatoes on top, and then it has cheese on top. This is up your alley, Joe.
Sure. Ultimate comfort food.
Okay. Yeah. And what I like about this one is you can make it and freeze it. So make extra, and you'll have some for another day. And you can get this whole recipe and a photo at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer.
Shepherd's pie in 15 minutes.
You can do 20, Joe.
Well, maybe 25.
Well, the secret here is that I saute this really nice piece of lamb in cubes, take them out of the pan, and then finish the recipe, and then put them back in so the lamb stays nice and tender and juicy.
Right.
And then you have your mashed potatoes and cheese on top. Not bad. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, Fred Tasker isn't with us today because he's about to become a grandfather, so we're all waiting to hear about that. But of course, he sent me in his information for St. Patrick's Day. And he said, there's a question. You put an Irishman and a Scotsman in the same room, and what do you have? You have an argument. And he said, probably it's about hard drink, and probably it's over a hard drink. And the argument goes back centuries. It's about which country invented whiskey. And it appears it was brought to Ireland in the 1700s by monks who were returning from the Mediterranean. I didn't realize this, in Egypt, they had distillation for perfume set in the 1700s. So history fails to record the name of the genius who discovered that you could make this into a drink. I don't think he means the perfume part.
Right.
And the earliest record of distilling in Scotland came in the 1490s. So again, he thinks the Irish win out here. Anyway, the Scots like to say that even if the Irish did invent it, it was the Scots who perfected it. And so two countries can't even agree on how to spell it, because you might see it's spelled W-H-S-I-S-K-Y. That's how the Scots spell it, but the Irish spell it W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. So you can see it both ways. Anyway, in any case, it's whiskey. The argument is going on even now because there's a rivalry with battlefields, global climate change. He's talking about battlefields because of global climate change. The two countries were warm enough now that they're making wine. And so the British Isles are making wine there, and Ireland's making wine there. So there might be another rivalry coming up. Either way, we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thank you to Fred Tasker for that. Let's go back to Della and the Wynyard Yard. And Della, we have some more food here. And so there's all different kinds of bowls. Now, everywhere I go, I see that bowls are an inn. What does that mean? What's going on with that?
Well, I can't speak for other restaurants per se, but I think that there's definitely this trend of people wanting to combine a lot of different elements into one, you know, into one bowl and eat them all together. And then I think that the real trend that's happening is customization. So people want to be able to dictate exactly what they want, and they don't want to have to stick to a set menu. So that's one of the things that we're seeing the most in the restaurant, is that we have these house favorites, which is what you're eating right now, and they're very popular, but the most popular thing is that people want to choose all the different components and put them together.
And very interesting.
Bowls, can take all different shapes and formats. And typically, you know, what we're seeing right now, I think, all over the country is that people are, they're bringing in a lot of different globally inspired elements, and they're putting them together into one bowl.
Okay. So now you mentioned to me that you're going to have a relaunch party. So you just launched, I think, in November 2015?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why do you need a relaunch? What does that mean?
So basically, we're presenting a whole new face for the Wynyard Yard. So we brought in our first cohort of entrepreneurs, and then many of them, or several of them, spent the duration of their residency at the yard, and now they've gone out into the world to continue to operate in different areas in Miami. So now we're launching two new food concepts, which I already mentioned. There are going to be a few other.
Those are the secret ones.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
And then we're going to be launching a couple of other smaller scale pop-ups. And then the whole bar concept also just flipped. A very cool local organization called Tactivate, which is run by Jesse and Sephra Levin, took over the bar. They're launching a new concept called Mortar and Pistol.
So let's explain, everyone, that this is a big open field. And in the field, you have the trucks. Mm-hmm. But in the center of the field, taking up prime space, is this enormous bar. So I just wanted everyone to understand where the emphasis is here. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that bar.
What's happening right now is that Tactivate is a group that creates workplace spaces. And so they work with special ops veterans and entrepreneurs, and they're taking all these very cool, holistic.
Sorry, special ops veterans?
Yeah.
Explain that, please.
So special ops veterans that are no longer in the military and are transitioning into the
veterans,
private sector.
Veterans, actual veterans.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So basically they put this really cool tent up, and they're teaching emergency medical kit classes, and they are teaching people about permaculture, and they're training veterans to work in the bar and to work in different areas on the site. So it's all about how to, Jesse, who's one of the founders, he helped to scale Brooklyn Boulders, which are collaborative workspaces built in climbing gyms. And so he's bringing a lot of those elements to the Wynwood Yard. So we have pull-up bars now. You can basically do a workout with a special ops veteran. And then
this
you
is
can,
in addition to a bar where you drink.
Well, yeah, but even at the bar, you know,
trying to figure
the bar.
This out.
Yeah, yeah,
trying
to is, yeah. So the bar is.
Balance bars.
Which kind of bar are we talking about?
So we're talking about a bar where we're fusing different elements of work, play, life, exercise, and, you know, recreation, having fun into one unit. So we have a beautiful organic garden on the site, and you can go to the garden. The bartenders are there picking herbs, and they're infusing water and alcoholic drinks with herbs from the garden. And you'll see people, you know, you'll go up one day and you can get a drink if you can figure out how to get out of handcuffs or how to pick a lock.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a really special place. That's a really dynamic.
You can see why I had to go there to get a handle on what's going on there.
Did you?
Yeah, I did get my handcuffs.
No, no, did you? You did?
No, I went, yes.
Okay.
If that's what you meant.
No, I meant, did you get a handle on it?
I'm not sure.
We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, all right. So just quickly before we're almost out of time, but you also, I thought it was very interesting, you also have cooking classes for children. Mimi Chasing, I think is how you say her name, gave cooking classes for children. So that, what is that, every other Saturday?
So yes, so every other Saturday, Mimi's doing classes for children, and then we also have cooking classes for adults every other Thursday, which are being launched by Sarah Myers, who's also known as the Sprouted Chef. And so the whole idea here is that on one hand, we really want to help people connect to food entrepreneurship, who are the people that are launching culinary ventures in Miami, but also on the other side, where does your food come from and how do you prepare it and how do you connect more with the cycle?
Teach children that the food doesn't grow out of little green boxes from the supermarket.
Exactly. And so Mimi's really doing a great job teaching kids about where their food comes from, how to prepare it, also
And this is hands-on. All the children all come together and they're working
Yeah, all the
it.
Cooking classes that we do are very hands-on for children or for adults. You'll be rolling up your sleeves and you'll be prepping everything yourself or your kids will. Yeah.
Linda, you forgot the most important thing usually for you.
The dessert.
Oh, I love these. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's because you have them in front of you.
Oh, you didn't get any?
Oh, I do. I have some macaroons
Yes.
here. Yeah. And just quickly, what is the dessert?
So the desserts that we have today are our house macaroons, which we have vanilla and chocolate. And then we have our Della Bites, which are basically a raw granola bar. So they have cashews, coconut, dates, oats, lime, spices.
Yeah.
They're really
I want
good.
You
Kids
to understand that Joe has now said something that is healthy is tasty.
Oh my gosh, this is such a moment.
So you really brought him a long way. Well, this has been really a lot of fun. It's been a very tasty week. Thank you, Della Hyman, so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Della.
The food is wonderful. Thank you for your food. Wynwood Yard is, give us a location quickly.
56 Northwest 29th Street, 33127. And you can come check us out at the relaunch party on March 26th. It's going to be amazing music curated by the Prism Music Group and obviously phenomenal food,
you
drinks.
Said Prism.
Prism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Prism. He's thinking back about the handcuffs, but never mind.
No, Prism, the Prism Music Group. Yeah.
So, and
it's going to be a great day, though,
website?
1 to 5 p.m.
Website?
The website is www.thewynwoodyard.com.
Okay. Well, Fred Tasker is going to be back with us next week, we hope, he'll be a grandfather by then. Joe Cooper, Bonnie Berman. You ate well today.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
And next week, we're going to be talking with author Dana Gunders about waste-free kitchens. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.